There are two questions about the relation between confession and communion. Again, in our Orthodox teaching, the spirit of repentance is much more important than the act of confession. I am not belittling the act of confession, but I say that the spirit of repentance, feeling real repentant, is much more than just telling words of confession. So anyone who is really in good repentant heart can go for communion if his father of confession allows. In our Coptic community, usually the members of the church go for confession once per month or 2 or 3 months, but they go for communion weekly, once per week, all the members of the church, in our church. But if they make some adultery, because there is a question about bad sins like adultery, even if the priest fall down in this, the priest will give the punishment to the confessor after prayer the way he sees. But we as a tradition tends to be merciful, not tends to be harsh, because if I tell the confessor, go and never come to the church or never enter the church, never get the communion for many years, I am pushing him to do more and more sins. I am pushing him to go to hell. So I should be wise. I should care for saving him. He is Son of God. He is a sheep, a lost sheep, and I am the shepherd. I am responsible. So I, with the wisdom of God, choose what kind of punishment I will give him, but not very long, not very tough, because with the long, tough punishment, he will never go back to the church. He will go to hell, and I will be responsible for his faith. Our Pope Shenouda taught us, when you pray the liturgy, even before priesthood, ask God and tell him, I'm coming to take your body and blood, not because I deserve, but because I need. This sentence was very famous to the Pope Shenouda. We should remind ourselves with the power of Eucharist. We need the power of Eucharist to help people to repent. We need the power of the body and the blood of Christ to change our people. So when we push them away from the altar, away from this gift, we are helping devil to overcome their life. Remember also that the 11 disciples, after having the communion, they all had sin on the same night. They all were afraid. They left the Lord. And one of them, like Saint Peter, denied him. So although the Lord knew that they will sin after communion, he gave them the body and blood.